7:47, Wes McElroy, Tariq El-Bashir, Comcast Sportsnet, will join us for his weekly appearance at the top of the hour. The Redskins in first place of the NFC East got Dallas on Monday night. We'll check in with the Comcast Sportsnet insider. But right now, John Lazor is still with us, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Good first segment. A lot of things in there about Justin Fuente and Bud Foster and the week that was in football. You can go check it out on our podcast page at foxsportsrichmond.com. And Lays fresh off last night calling basketball. Virginia Tech falling short. 81-79 Northwestern. Seth Allen, 25 points. Buzz Williams, a little cranky afterwards. He wasn't real happy. What did you get a whiff of what he was not happy about?
Yeah, I think he and his team poured so much into that second half, Wes, and you could just see it. I mean, there was that one point with about 4 minutes left in regulation where he was mopping his forehead with a towel and sweating every bit as much as the players that had played the most minutes in the game. So I think you have to understand the amount of energy and effort they pour into those games. And I think the level of irritation came from the fact that he recognized what a big opportunity that was, maybe larger picture for the program. Not that Northwestern is a perennial powerhouse by any means, they're far from it, but at the same time in the Big Ten, their first opportunity really on national television here in Blacksburg to showcase some of the things that they had been put into place, and it was right there in front of them, and they didn't play their best game, certainly from an offensive perspective in that game. They had a little trouble containing the guards, McIntosh and Demps, and ultimately were still right there and just didn't make enough plays coming down the stretch. So I don't think it was necessarily crankiness or anger. I think it was just frustration and the amount of intensity that was on display last night from him and his team, and to come up in disappointing fashion. It's difficult, I think, to quantify for him. And that's the first question I asked him, actually. I heard it in Gary Hess's report there, the response that he gave me. I think it's difficult for him to quantify for people how much they put on the line and how much those losses hurt.
4-3 on the season. And I don't think I've asked you this yet. And I know Buzz doesn't want to talk about happy things after a loss, but your first impressions. Is there somebody who stood out here in the first seven games?
Well, it was Zach Ledet up until last night, and then Zach just disappeared in that game, for lack of a better term. I think he had 2 points and maybe one rebound, and he'd been averaging a double-double and just wasn't there. And I don't know why. It wasn't a physical issue. Seth Allen, of course, not just because he led in scoring, but I think at times in the first few weeks of the season, you'd have to look at him almost as a defensive liability matched up against some of these guards. But I really think he's been working on providing the energy on that end. But Justin Bibbs, I think, is the guy. He's the X-factor guy if you're going to take this at this point this season to a level where you're going to be competitive. I think he just needs to be more assertive all around. And I asked Buzz that a couple of times yesterday, not only in taking more shots because he's your best shooter, but also just on the boards and everywhere else. So I think he's the guy that's got to become the leader of this team. And I think he's deferred a bit to some of these newer guys because there's been a level of excitement about them. But I think he needs to step back in and take more of a leadership role. And that's difficult for him because I don't think he's all that outspoken of a guy.
Hokies back at it on Saturday, Arkansas Pine Bluff, 3:00. That means coverage begins 2:30 right here on Fox Sports 910. And also this weekend, we assume it'll be Sunday. It could be Monday, but just never know how it all comes out. The bowl. We'll find out where Frank Beamer will be coaching his final bowl game, his final game. John Lazor, do you have your eye on anywhere you'd like the Hokies to end up?
I think most of Hokie Nation has their eye on Charlotte and the Belk Bowl, like you and I were talking about in your kitchen while I drank all your milk the other day. But that would be obviously an ideal situation geographically, and it would probably be an ideal one for the Belk Bowl, although you might not be able to fill the hotel rooms as well because a lot of the Hokies would just drive in for that game. The other option seems to be the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl on January 2nd. I personally wouldn't mind that at all because from what I understand, one of the teams, maybe us, stays at TPC Sawgrass.
Ah.
And of course, I've been waiting for the opportunity to get back there ever since my father and I took a golf trip that was rained out, spent $2,000 on cabins, and never got to see 17. So I feel like I'm owed something in that regard.
It's all about you. And by the way,
it has to be at this point, yeah.
Milk does a body good. John Lazor, let's do a little lightning round. Lightning, please. John Lazor, first or any fun fact you have found out about Justin Fuente so far?
I haven't really got to the point where he's telling me his darkest secrets in terms of his personality quirks, but you can tell he's a fisherman, and he and Bud Foster might be talking schematics on the new river here, because that was the first thing that I heard him mention, not only publicly, but also privately when we talked. So the man likes to fish.
Yeah, that secret meeting between the two, I imagine that did come up a time or two. Holiday TV classics this week. Rudolph last night, Charlie Brown the night before. What is John Lazor's favorite holiday TV classic?
You know, it's funny. I used to enjoy most of them when I was younger, and to be honest, I watch them now, and I can't stand any of them, but Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was always my go-to.
It's a real bah humbug moment.
Oh, get off it.
John Lazer's movie review of Creed, thumbs up or thumbs down?
It's a thumb to the side, because I think it's difficult when you look at a movie like that, and you're going to like it because it takes you back to a nostalgic place of where you were and what life was like maybe before, and of course we all opine for that. So I thought it had a little bit of that original Rocky spirit, but at the same time I think it's impossible to go back, and I thought it was difficult when you looked at that, even when they were in the gym. It's just like, that's not the way the boxing world even works anymore. And then Rocky with cancer, of course, was difficult to see, of course, for people of our generation, probably the one before. But ultimately I thought the movie was well made. I just wasn't ready to go back to that place. So it was good. It just, you know, wasn't necessary.
Siskel and Ebert got a new one. Thumb to the side. Most interesting, because we got now the four to the second to last college football playoff. We've got the four. Clemson 1, Alabama 2, Oklahoma 3, Iowa 4. Most interesting conference championship game this weekend, ACC, Big Ten, or SEC?
Well, I think they're all good, but I've got a particular eye on the ACC, of course, with Clemson, North Carolina, which I think is a play-in game. But I'll give number two to Big Ten, because I can't believe that Iowa's still doing it, man. And my dad went to grad school in Iowa, so I've always been kind of a Hawkeye fan growing up, and I haven't followed them or didn't through the first few weeks of the season, and I'm like everybody else, I just can't wait for that. Not can't wait, I just keep waiting for the bubble to burst, and it'll be interesting if it doesn't in that Big Ten championship, so I'm going to be watching that one eagerly.
One more for you. Coming up at 8:12, day three of the 12 days of Westivus, we're giving out a $100 gift card to Collard Greens, which makes designer bow ties. John Lazer, can you pull off a bow tie?
Yeah, and I have pulled off a bow tie. I can't remember what the event was. We won so many awards back in the early days of the Flying Squirrels, but it was for some awards banquet. And I did it in honor of the previous owner of the Giants, whose name is escaping me at the moment. Opperman and I both wore the bow ties. Anthony Opperman, my first broadcast partner, Chuck Domino, walked up to us, pointed one finger at me, one finger at him, told me I was pulling it off, and he wasn't. He went off stewing, and I went off to the bar to celebrate.
Is that the year you wore the white tuxedo?
It was.
In the white suit.
We were finding ourselves personality-wise back in those days, yes.
Still am, my man. All right, buddy. Have a good one. We'll catch up next week.
All right, guys.
John Lazer, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Personal injury, traffic violations, real estate, establishing wills and trust, 11 attorneys on staff. Cowan Gates, there for you in any case. CowanGates.com.